Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
All right. So, of course, you can bring up anything. And, Mark, I know you mentioned that you've got something particularly interesting here, outrageous, more so than interesting, about virgin checks. And I want to talk about that here in a little bit. It's pretty disturbing. It's actually not happening here yet, but give them time. So, but first, news about the taser. And I just spotted this right before we started the show up here. And, of course, we've talked a lot over the years on this program about the various instances of people being killed as a result of the police deploying their tasers. And what we've seen, of course, is that the police deploy tasers in a much more liberal manner than was originally intended. Because for those of you that don't know, the original idea behind the taser was to assist police in bringing suspects who are violent and dangerous to justice, so-called, without killing them, in the instance where they might otherwise have to shoot them. So, for instance, if a suspect is in a deadly kind of a force situation, the police could use a taser instead of a firearm, instead of a gun, to take that person down, to subdue that person to where that person could be arrested, rather than having, you know, one in the chest and one in the head, like allegedly happened to Osama bin Laden. So the taser was designed supposedly to save lives in those situations. But what has ended up happening is police departments have moved, of course, as most government agencies and government bureaucracies do. They grow beyond their original intentions of whatever program we're talking about. And so the police have, instead of just using these tasers in incidents where deadly force would otherwise be utilized, they're using them for pain compliance, as it's called. And this is a term that the police use, pain compliance, kind of like a cattle prod, wherein if you don't do as they say and they don't like it, they can just tase you until you decide you want to do what they tell you to.
Well, you know, you said this before, and I'm sure you've read it someplace, and I believe that it's true. Tasers can be used in instances where pistols might otherwise be used, but they can also be used in instances where billy clubs might otherwise have been used.
Any kind of weapon that can do physical damage, yeah.
Right. Well, but, you know, there's a difference. I'd rather get hit with a billy club than I would with a 9mm. Mm-hmm. Well, at least the workings of 9mm. I'd rather get hit than shot.
Sure.
I'd rather get tased than hit in the head, like the head with a billy club.
Probably.
So the idea is that they've taken the taser as a more versatile pain compliance device. That's what the billy club is too. The billy club is a pain compliance device. So,
well,
I don't think things have changed too much. I do think that tasers are used to get people to do what they want them to do, as opposed to just sort of incapacitating somebody.
Yeah, I can't recall seeing a policeman wearing a billy club.
Not anymore.
I mean,
anymore.
But did they wear them before tasers were common?
My dad had one. Yeah.
Are you talking about the nightstick when you say billy club?
Okay. Yes, the nightstick.
Okay. I'm just saying. Is that what you're referring to, Dale? When you say billy club, are you thinking of a nightstick instead of a billy club? Or you think they're two different things? I think they're probably technically two weapons.
When I think of a billy club, I think of British police or cartoons.
Right, right. Yes,
yeah, so the nightstick. There's not much difference.
But have you seen police with nightsticks in the past?
I have,
yeah.
I guess.
Okay.
Well, my dad had this black thing that sort of was Y-shaped. It had a little, you know, it was a long stick with a little device that came off the side.
Mm-hmm. Would be a nightstick, I think. Whatever that. I mean, I think the billy club is straight without the portion that comes off the side.
Actually, I had to do some research on billy clubs, and they actually go by a whole bunch of different names. Billies, blackjacks, saps, and all kinds of things. So nightstick is just another term.
So what you're saying here, Mark, is that the nightstick or the billy club or whatever was also a so-called pain compliance device. And
I don't know how you could call it anything else.
Normally, those devices were utilized. And please, if you're a police officer or former cop, please correct me if I'm wrong on this. But the typical utilization of those devices is when you have a violent suspect who is resisting and not going along with, you know, they're fighting back.
I think that's the idea.
Have you ever heard of, and maybe it's just because I wasn't around, you know, 30 years ago, but have you ever heard of somebody being beaten with a nightstick because they refused to step out of a vehicle? I mean, the taser, the incidents of taser usage have been, have escalated to the point where if you just don't do what they say in any instance, not if you're being violent, but in any instance, if you don't do what they say, a taser-happy cop can just taser you, and there's no consequence for it.
I do see, it does seem that way. It seems like I've seen videos. I have seen videos where a policeman is, you know, ordering someone to do something and then threatening to tase them if they don't, then in fact does tase them. And it appears that they have gotten it in their heads that the taser is a completely safe pain compliance device, and it's not. It's not at all. It's not safe, and not to mention that, you know, why, you know, the notion of police using torture to get compliance in a case, and you know, without, you know, you have people who are innocent until proven guilty, and they're already being punished.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the problem I have with these, is there's a sense that the police don't think that they're dangerous at all.
So I think some of the problems that we have today regarding police brutality existed likely 30 years ago, except that the technology is different. Today, people can see police brutality on a much more regular basis because of the small and easy-to-use cameras.
What do you think about the
30 years ago, people would have been carrying around big, giant cameras trying
I see where you're coming from on that one, Mark, but what do you say to the people who will tell you that these days police are worse than they were in the past?
I think that there are more of them. I think that it would really...
That could be
past,
a factor.
In the past, they were more spread out. So you would have better towns and worse towns. I just think that there's a lot more police. The police are charged with doing more things as far as... You know, they're betters, they're higher ups, their superiors have them going out and doing revenue collection tasks more than they have them doing crime solving and prime.
Okay,
crime
okay. To
tasks.
To that end, I think you may be onto something there, but also factor in the fact that they're also enforcing more laws as well, right?
That's what I mean.
More bad laws on the books, which gives them more power, if you will, over others, and that power, of course, as we know, corrupts and so on and so forth. And so as a result of having that extra power, those extra laws to enforce, and, of course, the complete or near complete invulnerability to any kind of lawsuit or
darn close
or accountability, that really encourages all kinds of manner of misbehavior. But when I hear somebody saying pain compliance, or when I hear that term pain compliance, I associate it with a taser more so than I would a nightstick, because usually a nightstick is used to subdue somebody who's being violent in the case of being taken by the police, whereas the taser has crossed that line and is just simply used for a threat, like a cattle prod or any kind of you do this or else sort of a threat. That's what the taser's become. And now they've got a new one. Now there's a new taser that is hitting the market, and you can better believe the police departments all around the country are just salivating, waiting to get their hands on this one, like they have in Polk County, according to WTSP in Tampa. There's a new taser in town that looks like something out of a James Bond movie. It packs a powerful punch and can stop the bad guys and your grandmother in their tracks longer than a stun gun can. I the grandmother part.
Yeah.
Polk County Sheriff's Office SWAT team members say the taser has already saved lives. They point to a terrifying scene from inside an Auburndale home last Christmas when a convicted sex offender, 27-year-old Jason Robinson, was accused of brutally attacking his brother and threatening to kill the entire family. In victim statements to police, Jason's brother, Adam Lee Robinson, explained to detectives after the alleged incident, "He starts stomping on my ribs and he actually jumps up and stomps on my testicle." Jason is accused of barricading himself inside the house, and that's when the Polk County SWAT team members moved in. Paul Butler is a member of the SWAT team and says, "So we pushed the front door of the house open with that to try to get his attention. I utilize a shotgun that we have with the Taser X-Rep round." Polk County Sheriff's Office is one of only about 24 law enforcement agencies in Florida using the powerful new Taser Extended Range Electronic Projectile, the X-Rep. We'll tell you more about it here in a moment. 800-259-9231 is like a combo between a shotgun and a taser, just to F you up even more. More coming up. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi,
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at Tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Missed a moment of the show? No worries. We've got them there for you, archived on the website. Last week's worth, right there at the top of the page. And then if you click into the archive section, that will take you all the way back to late 2006. And it's all free for you at freetalklive.com. By the way, coming up here in a few weeks, several weeks, I guess, at this point, Porkfest, June 20th through the 26th. It is the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011, and it's happening soon. We're going to be there broadcasting live every single night, but there are all kinds of really exciting reasons, far more exciting reasons than seeing us broadcast, let me tell you, like getting together with hundreds of like-minded liberty-oriented people, people that understand what freedom's all about, people that not only understand it, but are willing to do something about it, because a lot of them, like us, have already moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and of course, it's the Free State Project that puts on the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Many of those who will be visiting the Pork Fest will be people who are considering a move to New Hampshire, and they want to see what it's like, and others are people who've also decided to move, but maybe can't quite justify it yet. They haven't sold their business or sold their house, or something's holding them back, but they just want to get up here to party with the porcupines in the forest, because it's a great group of people to socialize with, and there's going to be all kinds of things from family fun activities to games to karaoke to soapbox idol. Just there's more than I can even mention here. You can go to porkfest.com to get a full list of some of the goings-on. Also, the speakers page has been opened up over there, and folks like Stefan Molyneux will be speaking. I believe Jamie Crane from Wheels Off Liberty has just recently been announced as a new speaker. I don't know who's
really
making these
speaking,
decisions.
I mean, what he does. Yeah.
Well, I mean, drinking and kind of gurgling words.
Right.
But it'll be good. It'll be entertaining because he is an entertaining guy. Actually, lots of great folks are going to be there. So come
on
out.
He's like the Larry the Cable Guy of the Liberty Movement.
So you can go to porkfest.com. And I've never met the guy before. Just only talked to him on the air and offline and such. But you can go to porkfest.com to learn more, to get registered. Use our discount code, which is FreeTalkLive with no spaces. Just use the term FreeTalkLive to save yourself 20% on your registration. Porkfest.com. We will see you there. All right, so a little bit more here about the taser, and then we'll take your phone calls about whatever you want. There's a brand new taser that is on the market now. Just in the state of Florida, a dozen police agencies are already using this device. It's called the Taser Extended Range Electronic Projectile, and basically it looks like a rifle or a shotgun. It is a much larger It is actually a 12-gauge shotgun. It's fired from a 12-gauge shotgun, according to WTSP.com, from up to 100 feet away, 14
wow.
grams. The round is 14 grams. Has wing-like fins that spread open as it takes flight. It has painful probes and pins that stick into your body. It packs all the powerful punch and stopping power of a stun gun and is enclosed in a 12-gauge shotgun shell. And when it hits you, it locks up your muscles. John Angleton is the taser coordinator for the sheriff's office and says, it's the most excruciating pain imaginable. It locks everything up. For one, you cannot move. You can breathe because you're screaming at the top of your lungs. The taser X-Rep keeps a suspect down for 20 seconds instead of 5 seconds, which is how long the traditional taser keeps the suspect down. The traditional taser also has to be fired from a closer range within 21 feet.
That's an eternity in a tight combat situation, you know, 10, 20 seconds is
this is going to kill people.
It's
well, the old taser's killing people,
right.
So of course this
one's going to kill four times as many people.
You know, the just reading that, you just know the cops are getting off on that, just on the thought of shooting people with that.
Mm-hmm.
Those bad guys, they deserve it.
Well, the taser,
they weren't obeying me, so.
You know, if they're going to get, you know, more powerful tasers, I always wonder, why don't they arm cops with rubber bullets in their guns? I mean, it seems to me that when somebody gets hit by a rubber bullet, that's going to just kind of put them out real quick. I mean, I understand if you're in a band of 20 guys and in a shootout, and you're one guy, chances are you're dead anyway. But, you know, if in most instances, a cop's dealing with one person and a rubber bullet would take care of whatever incident that you need to. You know what I mean?
Good question, Mark. I can't answer that for you. At 800-259-9231, if you would like to answer that. The Taser X-Rep rounds, however, go ahead. Tell me how much they cost for one Taser X-Rep
round. It sounds like an expensive... well, at this point, the market, it's new to market,
mm-hmm.
so it hasn't had a chance to get brought down by competition or anything like that. I'm going to say $100.
You are spot on. I'm sorry, I didn't even give you a chance to guess, Dale. But
it's $100 for a shell?
Yeah. Yeah, I said you got it because
I'd rather write him a check for $100 if I live through this operation than get hit by the actual 12-gauge round.
They're not going to shoot it instead of the 12-gauge round. If they did, that would be great. What they're going to do is they're going to shoot you with that instead of just writing a ticket or something because you wouldn't get out of your car. or something like
that. Or you wouldn't get out of your car fast enough.
Right.
You know, you wouldn't do what they want you to do in the time in which they want you to do it. We have seen video of pregnant women, grandmothers, people being tasered for all kinds of nonsense. And now they're going to have a bigger and badder ass taser in their hands with which to deal out more punishment. They say the round saved Jason Robinson's life. Deputy Butler says when he fell within inches of a butcher knife that was on the floor, but thankfully he fell on top of the X-Rep round. That round immobilized him and allowed us to get in and secure him. Butler adds, so the 20 seconds gives us plenty of time to get in the home or get into wherever we're at and close the distance between us and the suspect and take them into custody before they're able to do something to harm themselves or to harm us. So just like the original taser, the new taser, this new bigger and badder taser, is being introduced in the same way. Oh, it's going to save lives. Look, we're only using it in these violent, dangerous situations. This guy was going to kill his family. He's crazy. And look, we saved his life because we used this taser. See? See, we just need these on every single police car now in all of the police, cruisers and everywhere because our officers have to have this tool to save lives. And it won't matter that after the fact, people start dying. You're predicting four times as many deaths, Mark. I don't know if that's medically accurate.
I don't know either. It goes on four times as long as a regular taser shot.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
So, who knows how many people are going to die as a result of this device. But, of course, there's no way to get a seen and the unseen, right? We might be able to count how many people die as a result of the taser being used, but how can you actually calculate how many people's lives were saved because of the taser being used? And what does it matter to you if you're the person on the side of the road who is maybe a little less compliant than the police officer might want, and then you end up getting tased, or your grandfather ends up getting tased and has himself a heart attack in the process? It won't matter too much to you then if the taser has saved the lives of some, criminals in some far-off fantasy police land. But this is what's coming next. In fact, they already have it in Florida. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is just a Florida news station, so this is, this may be in your police department's hands right now. Really, the ultimate question, the reason why this wouldn't be in your police department's hands is if they can't afford it. And there are a lot of departments that maybe are short on cash, a lot of cities around the country that are short on cash now because of the down economy. They're desperately trying to continue to raise taxes and cover things like this.
They're still using regular shotgun rounds.
Right, but if there is if there's slow adoption of this, it's only because it's not the money situation that these governments have had, a decade ago. 1-800-259-9231, but rest assured, they got their eyes on them. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And the features include the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? And take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value will only grow with time. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. Again, WeUseCoins.org.
I wish their damn value would go down, because like a month and a half ago it was below a dollar a piece, and now they're $3 right now. The MT.
Oh my god! Last I heard two, and now they're three.
No. $3.84.
Holy crap.
Is their closing price today at mtgox.com, according to bitcoincharts.com.
You know, if you're trying to anything with commodities, if you're trying to wait for it to come back down,
don't wait for bitcoins to come back down. I think that could be a mistake, because I really do think they're
I wonder about that, right? Because bitcoins are a little different in that it's not the same as silver. It's not a value-backed currency. It's a little different.
Its value is actually in its usage as a currency.
In the marketplace.
And in being very reliable and in being backed up by multiple sources and anonymous. Its use as a currency is its main value, and that's really interesting. I mean,
it could go down. I mean, it could go back down, and it may be very, who knows how it will react to other things in the market. I mean, it's so new. You can't make predictions, I don't think, very effectively about Bitcoin, but recently, it just keeps going up.
I guess it could go back down.
It's hard. That's the thing, is you cannot predict these things.
Right. Volatile is the word I'm looking for. It could be volatile. I guess we'll find out over time. It's pretty exciting. I like the Bitcoin. All right, we continue here. We'll take your calls. Nick is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Nick with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Good evening.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
I just wanted to answer Mark's question about rubber bullets.
Yeah.
So
the question was, hold on, before you answer it, we need to ask it again. The question was, Mark, why cops don't use rubber bullets?
Yeah, why don't cops have rubber bullets in their guns? It seems like in many instances that would be an effective way to handle perpetrators or whatever without killing them.
Well, this is what I have for an answer. It's because they live by the mantra of, I'm going home to my family tonight no matter what. And it doesn't matter if I'm going to put somebody else in danger in the meantime. I'm going home tonight. I see it time and time again when I'm looking at stories.
And when you say you're looking at stories, for people that are not aware, you are Nick from the Cop Block Police Accountability Podcast.
Yes, that's me. And I look at these police brutality reports, all day, every day. And I see that I'm going home to my family tonight over and over again. And there was one, since you brought up Cop Block here, last month, one of the Cop Block bloggers wrote a piece called Is Violence Against Cops Really Increasing? And it just looked at the total in line of duty deaths compared to the deaths due to violence. And while there's more people dying, it's due to things like negligence with car wrecks and not due to gunfights or violent perpetrators.
So, hold on. Let's go through those numbers again just to make sure I understand them. There's more police officers dying, but there are more police, right?
Yeah, if you look at the report here, it goes into, there's like equations with population and stuff, and I'm just not going to get into that, but basically,
I kind of like to know whether it's, is it based on per capita or something like that? I just kind of want to know. But so there's more police dying, say, per 100,000 police, but they're dying from things like automobile accidents and that kind of thing. They're not dying from
gunfights.
Right, exactly. The report goes back to 1986, where roughly 75 police officers died in the line of duty, and then in 2010 it was about 68. So earlier this year, I don't know if anybody remembers.
So hold on. 1986, 75 police officers died in the line of duty. In 2010, you said?
There were 68.
There were 68. So there's fewer
cops dying.
Due
to violence.
I'm sorry, what?
Due to violence.
Okay.
So fewer cops dying due to violence.
But there are more cops.
Right. Wait, is that a per capita or is that period?
No. Period. This is population adjusted.
Population adjusted.
Okay.
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 Yeah.
There you go. Very interesting. What else did you want to share tonight?
No, I just wanted to bring up that article and tell you about the rubber bullet reason.
I guess I don't have a problem with somebody saying, I'm going to go home to my family tonight. I've got that. I do think that police are paid to take some level of risk, but I don't have a problem with them, operating from that point of view. It's my biggest problem is when they take a situation that could otherwise be de-escalated, and they go ahead and escalate it. And I've had personal experience from this as well as just seeing it in news story after news story after news story. I mean, I dealt with a cop who, I was going to the airport. I complained that they wanted to shake me down because they didn't like my driver's license. That doesn't point me out as a terrorist. And the cop comes up to me and says, "You got a problem?" I mean, literally, we're in fourth grade on the recess. I feel like, no, you got a problem? I mean, I really didn't understand it.
Nick, any other thoughts?
No, that's it. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. That's Nick from copblock.org, their police accountability podcast. You can download it over there and or listen to it over at lrn.fm where it airs frequently. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, the police are, as we've mentioned, completely unaccountable for the things that they do to people.
Not completely, but nearly completely.
Pretty much.
Effectively.
Totally insulated from any kind of punishment or accountability. And as you mentioned, story after story after story of these police just continuing to abuse people and hurt people.
I don't think they all do it, but the ones that, it seems to me that they're hiring more police, therefore what that means to me is they're hiring a lower quality of police officer over time because they're hiring more of them, and it's resulting in a lot of badge-heavy kind of folks that are just kind of throw their weight around.
In fact, it's not just the police who are unaccountable for their actions. It's also every other government bureaucrat.
That much is
true. We've talked about the Supreme Court cases over the years that ruled again and again and again that the government has no obligation to protect you. Because usually that's where the lawsuit comes in, is when like a police agency drops the ball and doesn't respond to a phone call. If you, for instance, Google no obligation to protect, the second and third results are two very different cases from, the Supreme Court that outlined that essentially, yeah, it doesn't matter if you died at the the hands of a murdering rapist who murdered you and raped you over a period of 24 hours while the police just decided to not come and check out the multiple phone calls that were made from the people that were inside your same home telling you that there was a killer in their home. And this is a real life story. Out of Washington, D.C., yeah, the police are not liable for not responding in any way, shape, or form. And some people might say, well, it's just the police that aren't liable. The rest of the government, they're supposed to do what they say they're going to do. No. It's every single government agency, none of them, no matter what promises they make, no matter what your agreement is with them, no matter what you've signed, no matter what they've said, no matter what the law says, they are not liable. And here's another example. This from EMSworld.com, as in medical services. From Pittsburgh, several emergency workers and Allegheny County cannot be sued in federal court by Curtis Mitchell's family, which will have to take its remaining claims back to state court, according to a federal judge. Mitchell died in February of 2010 while waiting 30 hours at his Hazelwood home for an ambulance during a blizzard. But Chief U.S. District Judge Gary Lancaster dismissed his family's lawsuit against city and county emergency services. The family's lawyers filed federal civil rights suit to avoid a $500,000 cap on damage awards in state court, but needed to prove a government policy failure led to Mitchell's death. Federal precedent has ruled the U.S. Constitution doesn't provide any guarantee of emergency services, according to the judge in the case. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, doesn't matter if they say they'll be there. If they don't show up, you can't hold them accountable for it. Just have to keep paying taxes anyway. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Hindi, and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available. With a 25-year shelf life, a full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972. You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, you may do so by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com to get access to the affiliate links for Amazon. We've got different links for different countries. You click into the appropriate one, and then you just go shopping. Get whatever it is that you need to get, or whatever it is you want to get. And then, of course, you'll have it delivered to you. You can even buy used as well. So I got a game recently, and I bought a used version of it to save a few extra bucks, and I got it cheap. And it was sent by one of their individual sellers. Amazon collects all these different sellers, everything from big corporations to individuals, just to sell you the stuff that you're looking for. And Free Talk Live gets a cut when you enter Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com.
That individual seller thing is really convenient because it really increases their inventory.
Oh,
all,
yeah.
all the things that they can deliver to you. It's kind of inconvenient because they're not available for Super Saver shipping.
That's
but,
true.
You know.
But if you're saving enough because it's used, then it doesn't matter. So we continue here with your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Craig is in Kentucky. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
How you doing, Ian, Dale,
hey.
And Mark?
Craig, what's on your mind tonight?
I had a question, I guess, for you three guys. What's your opinion on a insurance issue that I have? I had an insurance company cancel my mom's insurance. My mom has dementia, and I'm power of attorney for my mom to try to help her out. And they cancel her insurance without notification, her car auto insurance. Hmm. And her vehicle is what's used 90% of the time to take her to and from her appointments, to grocery shop, to do her banking business. Hmm. And that's her personal transportation. And I call the insurance company, and they tell me that they sent 3 notifications in the mail, but I didn't receive those notifications. So now they're telling me that it's the mail, the post office's fault.
Oh, boy. And good luck getting them. Good luck holding them accountable for lost mail. I ordered something again on an auction website the other few weeks back, and it just the postal service claimed it was delivered to my post my private mailbox. The private mailbox people said they don't know where it is, and they checked everywhere for it. So it's like, what do you do in that case? How do you hold the post office accountable for lost mail? You can't, right?
I agree with that. You can't. But how do you deal with I'm going to use the term redress. How do you redress this grievance with the insurance company?
It sounds to me like they're lying. The post office delivering 3 are failing to deliver three letters. I mean, that just sounds really unlikely to me.
Did you verify they had your current correct address on file?
Yeah. I mean, they told me they did. And as a matter of fact, I've got the whole conversation taped.
Huh.
And I've got it taped because of a lot of problems that I've had in the past as far as with my power of attorney. I've had businesses actually refused to accept the power of attorney.
Sure.
Because they told me they had sent mail in regards to a durability clause, and I never received it, and they blamed the post office for it.
So this is not the first time something like this has happened to you?
Absolutely not. And I've reported this and reported it, and that this is my major problem. This is a problem, and it seems like that it goes in a, I mean, that there's no, it's an open loop. But it all emanates from the post office, and it goes back to my mom's dementia and this power of attorney.
What are the chances? This is maybe a little off the wall, but what are the chances? Do you live in like a small town?
It's a very small community.
What are the chances somebody at the post office doesn't like you?
Absolute. There's a chance that there's either a personal problem with me, or they have their own personal agenda to push. And I'm being serious about that, and that's the reason I brought this up. I just wondered what, in anybody's opinion, your guys' opinion, you hear everything. I mean, you got a show, you're national, international probably, and you go through this probably all the time. What's your opinion on this? What is the best method for me to resolve this issue?
I don't have any practical solutions for you. I really honestly can't think of anything. I mean, I can come up with a theoretical solution, which is get rid of the post office, but or make it compete on a...
Yeah, but that ain't happening next month.
Right. And I this is awful. I mean,
is it possible to restart? I mean, as far as her insurance is concerned, is it possible to restart her insurance?
Well, they're telling me now that with my mom's dementia, she's not had a valid license. It's expired in 2010, that she can't go about it in that way. She can't go herself and renew the insurance. And they're telling me that I'm going to have to go through the clerk's office and to change the title into my name if they'll allow me to do it. But then you run into the power of attorney issue again.
Because you're then signing over a car to yourself, essentially.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Conflict of interest.
Conflict of interest.
Oh, dear.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you my opinion about this.
Yeah.
And if they could have notified me before now and told me what was going on, we could have settled this. I would have paid. I mean,
right, sure. What about a corporation? I know that, Dale, you've had some experience putting cars in the name of a corporation. Is that an option here?
Probably. Yeah, I mean, I guess there's complications associated with that potentially because, you know, you might have higher insurance rates because of a corporate-owned car or something like that. But you can form a corporation and sell a car to a corporation. And
then would his mom have to be one of the officers of that corporation or something like that?
I don't know if that's necessarily the case. I mean, you don't have to be an officer of a corporation to drive a corporate car, I don't believe.
In order to be covered under insurance.
But I think, you know, you just have to look at the corporate laws where you're forming the corporation and find out, you know, sometimes in some places it might require three people as officers of that corporation. And
well, see, that's the problem. There is nobody else here where she lives. The closest relative that she has, actually the blood relative, the closest is in Ohio.
How much is she driving? I mean,
the corporation doesn't even have to be in the same place.
I mean, you are talking about a lady with dementia. Is she able to drive? I guess that's not that doesn't affect her.
No, most of the time I drive my mom.
I see.
I mean, I take her to and from the appointments, but it's still her vehicle in her name, licensed in her name, and she and the insurance is in her name.
Was.
Yeah. And now she's got a vehicle sitting out there that's got 47,000 miles on it that can't be driven. And she can't. I'm going to have to hire somebody to drive her to and from her appointments.
How about calling different insurance companies and pitching them on this situation and asking if they can be of assistance? I mean, maybe this one company is just not worth dealing with anymore.
Well, the one company refused to renew the insurance.
Right.
And
because of the dementia issue. Right?
Because of the power of attorney and the dementia issue, and they said that I didn't renew it.
Have you called any other companies?
I called them, and they said that they would try to work with me and help me if they could, but there was two problems that they had. One is they may have to sell insurance at a higher rate because the car would be in my name.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and for whatever reason that is, they said I didn't have insurance prior to this in my name. And that's the problem with that, because I didn't. And I don't have any insurance in my name. Now, I sold my vehicle because I wasn't able to drive it. I was
and, of course,
here.
Most states, I think excepting New Hampshire, won't allow you to have a car on the road without it being covered by insurance. So, effectively, the car is grounded as a result of this.
That's the way it is in Kentucky, too.
Yeah.
They absolutely, it's a requirement that you have insurance, so they'll put you in jail.
Man, that's a tough situation. I would hope that you'd be able to find an insurance company that was hungry enough for a sale, some kind of agent or company that is hungry enough to make a new sale, that is willing to do whatever it takes to make this happen for you. And that's my best. I think that's probably my best suggestion as far as the easiest route beyond having to get into the world of creating a corporation or learning about what kind of restrictions are on that and having to have the officers and the managing this and that. The corporation thing is kind of a roundabout way of maybe accomplishing this, but
and then I mean that's there's also I mean there's also simpler things like an LLC. I mean you could have a company own
limited liability
for you know a lot of states you can form an LLC for like $100 a year, and then you could have the car owned by that, and then
I thought about several things, and I even thought about a trust.
Yeah, trusts are a way to do it too.
And I've thought about that, and that might eliminate any liability that I'd be concerned with to have a trust, and then they couldn't say that I was trying to manipulate the funds or take anything.
But even if you get
basically,
this,
you're basically having she's essentially would be driving a company car. You know, the idea is the company owns the car, and then she'd be driving a company car. She'd be authorized. You could write out the paperwork, and you're as the owner of the company that she's authorized to drive the car. Yeah, it might make insurance a little higher because it's a company car or something, but. I haven't looked into that, so I don't know the insurance issues with company cars.
You know, even if you get this ironed out, you still have the possible issue with somebody at the post office who has some kind of a vendetta against you and is just jacking your mail. There's that possibility as well, and I would want to run some tests on that and have friends around the country or something send a letter. Maybe they're only messing with official looking stuff, who knows, but to at least try to test out your ability to receive mail to some extent. And I wish you the best of luck and thanks for the call. Hour 2's next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.